Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes, blue past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed with the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar blue, and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Hey guys, you are now tuned in to Pregame Radio, the ever so sexy lady still chilling with my homeboy Brooklyn Black and my homegirls Ed and Tasha B.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. It is Friday, July 2011. Pre-game radio's in the building. We got new music from Spoda, aka Mr. Dope Flow, blasting off tonight. We're gonna talk about a few things, and of course, like it, you just heard the Lady Steelers in the building. What's going on?
I'm good. What's up?
All right. See, I told you it was done. It was ready. We was good to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So no need for you to be mad at me no more or none of that. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. I guess, you know, we're going to we'll wrap a case a little bit about the Casey Anthony trial, but we got some more madness and stuff going down. You know, next week it's my roast. We're doing a whole bunch of shit next week, you know what I'm saying? Spider-Man's in the building with us.
What's going on, brother?
You know, we good. We about to hop into a throwback. Also, Brooklyn Duo BMZ will be in the building a little later. We're still not crowning pregame approved artists for a little bit, but they got some new music, so we're going to get them on a little bit and see what they're about, see what they're working with. But other than that, hit us up, 347-857-4302. Spider-Man Brooklyn Black Lady still, we doing the damn thing.
Faith in me, I'm a love.
out with my honey. So you got, you know, the haters, they want to be tough guys all of a sudden. Hit you with the ice grill, you know. The boys ain't with you, girl, standing here. Little do they know. The girl, roll harder than some of your niggas. Now what the hell is you looking for? Can a young man get money anymore? Let my pants sag down to the floor. Really do it matter as long as I score? Can't my car look better than yours? Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to see me without no drawers. In a stretch Lex with about 10 doors. I was murdered, P. Diddy named me pretty. Did it for the money, now can you get with me? People wanna know who is he? He get busy, spray so much dizzy. Girls get dizzy. Niggas on the block, no makes my toe. One thing about Harlem World, we all got dough. 98 Tahoe, Tommy and the Roscoe. Case I'm ever chased by Donnie Brasco.
Why you over there looking at me?
I can't get mad cause you look at me. Cause on the real, look at me. Yo, it always be the haters that be sitting in the rear. Listen every year, but they better listen here. You cats keeping it real, you cats is on your own. Cause being broken alone is something I can't condone. Plus, it won't be long till they send me the stone. Sit gently while I'm on the Bentley phone. Why you don't like me? Cause I'm mad fly and icy. And why you can't satisfy your wifey? And if it wasn't for this bad boy exposure, CD TV's really what I know ya. Now me and Blink float in the Gold Rover. So it's only right you get the cold shoulder. And if you got a girl, don't be real committed. Cause Mace will hit it, you got to deal with it. It don't stop, we won't stop. You don't stop, come on. Sandy, I rent scooters, I'm with my family, right. Tank top, flip flop, really nothing fancy, but get approached by a girl named Tammy,
like
who look good enough to be Miss Miami, but say since I'm a peeps, call her Candy, then she start to ask about Aaliyah and Brandy, telling me how she met Puff down at the Grammy, he ain't tell you I was the one with no panties, boo, you know how many he need with no panties, please, tell me something that I don't know, like if we have sex, you don't want dough, and if it's not a problem, you can meet me in 10. I'll be in room 112 and bring four friends. And if you gon' hit me, it gotta be a quickie. And please, no hickeys, cause wifey's with me.
That's right.
Why you over there looking at me?
We won't stop. We don't stop. Come on.
Why you over there looking at me? Why my girl standing here?
Do you like what you see?
Why you over there looking at me?
Why you looking at me?
Why my girl standing here?
You don't like what you see?
Why you over there looking at me? Why my girl standing here? Why you over there looking at me?
Baby, look at me. Mama love you. And I know you ain't no little boy no more, but you'll always be my baby. It seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always taught you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Cause the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed. I like this young man because when he came out, he came out with the phrase. He went from ashy to classy.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had to pay a lease. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. My niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside, I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Wow! Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place, play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket, rob him while his friends watching. That whole clock, here comes respect. This crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them, I mean loyalty. Niggas bought me milks at lunch, the milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh and blue and white stuff, that's fun.
Am I on? Oh. It's your girl, Roxy Blue, Miss Pretty Girl Swag herself, and I'm rocking on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black and EB. Get like me.
Yeah, it's pregame radio. You know, we're doing the damn thing. Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, Spider-Man's in the building.
Yo, yes, sir.
It is hot outside. And I don't know about y'all, but I've seen some real crazy shit on the streets of Brooklyn because it done got hot. And I'm not even talking about how reckless niggas is behaving. I'm talking about how people are coming out their crib. What's up?
So that's universal, not only subject to Brooklyn, and everybody gets crazy when it gets hot.
Sure, indeed about that. Hit us up 347-857-4302. Wow, I would say one person, I guess, that needs their ass beat would be. I said the prosecutor in the Casey Anthony case. Like, maybe it's just me, but it seemed like a real open and shut case. Like, it seemed like a slam dunk, but he couldn't prove his case. And I understand how, when pretty much all the tools are right there. But see, no matter how you feel on the verdict, whether you, because there's people for which, you know, it's kind of crazy, and then there's people, of course, against it. But at the end of the day, no matter which side of the verdict you're on, it's not what you know, because we all know, you know, especially those involved, they know what happened, but when it comes to court, it's what you can prove, and you can't prove his case. Like I said, I still don't get it. Lady Still, what's your thoughts on it?
I believe that you need your ass beat because you just contradicted yourself.
If he didn't prove
their case, then why would you expect a different verdict? That's the whole point
of everything.
If you can't prove it.
There was enough evidence.
No, there was not enough. I'm sorry?
Like I said at the beginning of the statement, I said I'm not 100% sure, but from what I've seen, from what I know, I was going over the case, there was enough stuff to actually convict.
But I'm telling you, if you're not 100% sure, then how can you make a statement like they need their ass beat when you're not 100% sure? There was not enough evidence.
That's dropping the ball.
What?
That's dropping the ball.
No, there was not enough evidence. And there was a fair trial, and this is what the justice system is about. Like, there was a fair trial given, and this is one of the times that it actually worked. Unfortunately, yes, she more than likely, I believe that she did do it, but the court system did what it was supposed to do, at least the way that it's supposed to be. It wasn't a conviction based on feeling. It was a conviction based on facts and evidence that was absent. Cause of death, there were a lot of important things that just were not there. The cops took evidence, you know, that just, you know, illegally or whatever the case may be, and things got thrown out, and they couldn't. Most of the jury felt like she did it, but you can't convict because you feel like something happened.
I guess it was more of a personal investment in the case. Fine, but Spider-Man, what's your thoughts on it?
On the whole deal, real talk, my personal opinion on the matter is I believe personally that she's guilty of sin, but like Ms. Steele just said, they really didn't have enough evidence to go ahead and convict her of anything less than perjury, you know. And really, for once in a line full of cases, she's one of the fortunate to go through a system that actually works for once, you know. And it's unfortunate for certain people. I understand why they feel that way, you know. Especially me being down here in Orlando, seeing how many people reacted to it that were around this damn place. But, you know, she got a fair trial. You know, you can't be mad. You can't. They didn't have enough evidence. Couldn't convict her. She's off. Nah, deal with it. They did the right thing. Whether she regardless of how you feel personally, the law actually worked for once.
I guess I just want to see it work for more people like us. You know, the law, quote unquote, works always for the other people.
What other people are you speaking of?
You know, it's based on situation. I don't want to sound biased or anything like that, but sometimes the law needs to work, or it needs to benefit the other guy more.
What
is those who are,
that you're thinking of? Are you saying that, like, it's a race?
Not even talking race, because there's white people in Bed-Stuy, there's black people in the suburbs. Not about race or class, nothing like that.
But guess what? The law is not going to work for people that don't understand it. You can't fight something you don't understand. And the same way that you don't understand why this verdict was reached, or you feel a way about the verdict being reached there, is the same way that most of our people end up locked up, because they don't understand what's going on around them in the first place. They have, like, one concept of belief when the legal system is run a certain way. And because they fail to pick up a book or educate themselves on how it's supposed to be, they end up behind bars and then want to scream that it's not fair.
Okay. Point noted, and this will be one of the times, you know, Brooklyn Black's been corrected. And, hey, it happens, you know. With the Spree Game Radio, you know, we correct each other. We always have points, you know. Sometimes we bump heads. It is what it is, you know. But other than that, we come in and we bring you hot music and we crack jokes and all this other good shit.
I mean, just think about it real quick. How many people do you know were locked up, sentenced, or convicted because, you know, they probably couldn't prove anything, but the majority of people thought or felt something, and they went based on that?
A good amount. Like, because most of the times, when prosecutors go for the verdict, they try to play on those emotions of the jury, if they're parents or if they have a daughter or a sister or something like that. Most of the time, that's how they do it. So, yeah, do I believe sometimes these verdicts that happen in cases, are they based on perseverance instead of facts? Yeah. Sometimes. And other times, like you said, are based on facts, everything is by the book. That's why I couldn't be no damn juror.
Honestly, a lot of people that you see convictions coming up for, you know, I'm not sure how familiar you are with that First 48 show, but a lot of people be telling on themselves, man.
You know, yeah, I do watch the First 48. Yeah, they do tell on themselves a whole lot, you know. Well, and also, too, when you see it, and most of the guys, they start telling themselves, like, everything's in place already. Like, the cops have everything they need. They got someone saying it was there. They got a picture or something. You know, there's something that pretty much says, yo, you're fucked already. Just come clean, and it is what it is.
It's not. That's the problem with most people. Half of those things don't really matter. I mean, they can have whatever it is. They use those to make you sing on yourself.
Exactly. Because there's been so many instances where you see the detectives starting to fret, you know, like, damn, he's not going to say anything. We can't get a conviction unless he says something. And then right near the end of the show, he's like, okay, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pull the trick. Come on, dog. All you have to do is shut up, be like, yo, I want my lawyer, and that's it, and you be good. But a lot of people don't understand how the law actually works, you know? And that's sad, honestly.
Okay, no doubt. I understand both you guys on that. And, it, like I said, there's always valid points, and that's just the shit we do here at Pre-Game Radio. But also, too, I got to get into the Dutch building trial. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but a couple years ago, the Dutch bank had a fire due to a cigarette, and a couple of firemen died in that. And next thing you know, there's a whole bunch of scapegoats up for trial, and they all got off. Which is good, because really, they were scapegoats. These were people that did their job, or they was just people at the wrong position at the wrong time, and then they got thrown under the bus. Now, the main people who got disciplined, you know, one dude got demoted and other ones got just disciplinary reprimands. They didn't stand trial, which they should have. The contractor, he had to pay $5 million, and that was it. So I think, and also, that's one time where the city, they just would do anything just to save their own ass, because, like I just said, those who were actually responsible, they got off not light, but they didn't have to stay in trial. What do you guys think of that, like how the system is all ass backwards and...
Well,
I can't say I'm not familiar with that, and because of your horrible reporting skills, I can't make a judgment call.
I have a good understanding of what you're talking about, but in that instance, there's one thing you got to understand about the system, and this is something I realized in the military too. You have the people that you have to defend as a public defender or a law officer, right? And then you have the internal portion where who are we really going to stand up for, one of our own or somebody that's outside of the system? You know what I mean? Sadly, that's how it goes. They show leniency and kind of lean into protecting their own more than they do others when it's supposed to be impartial. You know, justice is supposed to be blind. But really, sometimes the system works. It's not all the time. There's no claiming that it works all the time. You know what I mean? But in that instance, obviously, you know, hey, they was doing what they felt they needed to do to protect their own. I'm not going to go ahead and condone it, but I can't condemn it either because I understand, you know. We do the same thing out in the army.
I'm just glad the dudes that we had in line to take the fall for this were all acquitted, you know. But as, like I said, those who were responsible, all they had to do was pay a fine or they lose their position and not stay in trial. That's what my beef was.
Like I said...
I'm glad the scapegoats got off.
Yeah.
But I just think those responsible should have been punished a little bit more severely. Because, like I said, at the end of the day, two firemen lost their lives, and their families ain't got a father or husband, and et cetera.
Oh, no, it's my bad. Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead. Say your piece. We got a whole hour and a half left, man.
The only thing I wanted to say was, you know, I'm not going to sit here and deny something should have happened where people paid for what happened, you know. But the only thing I'm saying is, wouldn't you stand up for your boys if you was in front of somebody else that you didn't know? You know what I'm saying? Who's really gonna be looked out for more in your eyes? Somebody on your team or somebody you never even seen before? That's basically the point I'm making.
And I feel you on that one, but at the same time, it's such a switch is called for certain ways for it to get handled.
But you didn't answer the question. Which one are you going to go with?
I would defend my boys. That's just the type of person I am.
So then you can't be mad.
That's when I was mad, see? But we don't listen to music. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. See, Lady still starting her roast early, which is good.
No, everybody knows Casey Anthony, but guess what? When you ask them, oh, if Casey Anthony was your daughter, would you turn her to the wolves? Not many people would.
Now, I wouldn't turn her up, but I would not help her neither.
Please.
Like, I wouldn't turn her up, but I would not help her. Like, she can't hide at my crib.
So how are you not cutting her off?
Huh?
How are you not cutting her off?
No, I said, no, that's not cutting off. I'm just saying, I'm not going to help her. Like, I'm not going to risk my freedom for the shit you did. Yes, you're my kid, and my job is to protect you. But when you do certain things, you got to stand alone and accept responsibility for your actions. Now, if you kill somebody, rape somebody, whatever, no, I'm not going to hide you in my house. No, I'm not going to even let me go to fucking Mexico. Nah, you got to stay on your own to do that. But am I just going to willingly give you up? No. But you can't stay in my house. That's what I'm saying. Now, we're going to get into this track. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, Spider-Man's in the building. And we'll be right back.
Yeah, 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 I know what time it is. Danny Southside. It's Danny Southside.
What?
What? Hey, yo.
This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Biz Markie, Dougie Fresh on the beatbox. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Run DMC, Jelly E when they rock the spot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow, yeah they made it hot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Y'all know what time it is. Yo. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Bump some Molly Mall, then I listen to Pete Rock. Eric B and Raw Kent was making the streets hot. Providing lyrical fire, stimulating your mind. Public Enemy was true and always stayed on the grind. Slick Rick and Crazy Balls that'll leave you reclined. KRS One stepped into my world at one time. You wanna be down with this king? What's this all about? First grandmama said, I gotta knock you out. Hey yo, people always say, what the hell does that mean? Can't go nowhere without my radio in Hot 16. My savvy naughty by nature, we can talk about sex. Ice, ice, baby, have your ass dripping wet. Yeah. Hey yo, I'm taking out this time. Yeah, to give you a piece of mind. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Biz Markie, Dougie Fresh on the beatbox. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Run DMC, Jelly E when they rock the spot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow, yeah they made it hot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Yo. Now let's pump up the volume. I love jamming the Fat Boys. Roxanne had Def Jam. Big Daddy Kane was on the bring the pain. And Nike Smoove hit you with something that's raw, fam. I love the stories by day to day. EPMD was off the chain. Looking fresh, rock my heaters and my gold rope, man. At 5 o'clock, red alert, what we call my attention. Had me in the zone, in another dimension. A freak jam out at night like Houdini. We dance like DC. I wrote my name on a train in graffiti. MC Light, New Georgie, for the 40 for shorty. TLC, Salt and Pepper, yo, a true story. All through the hip hop, everybody felt the pain and glory. Jump, jump, like Chris Cross, I'm so for real once I get on the track, dog. 5'9", Tupac, Big L, Fun. 2015, Nas and 50, son. 2009, Danny Southside, here I come, yeah. It's for the hip hop. Y'all know what time it is. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Biz Markie, Dougie Fresh on the beatbox. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Run DMC, Jelly E when they rock the spot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow, yeah they made it hot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Y'all know what time it is. Yo.
I despise non-creative, non-original niggas. I said that line in 9-9, whack-ass nigga, I can sue you right now. Copyright infringement, nigga, fuck you, pay me. Treat it like street business, my time is money, and I'm cheap with my minutes. G-shot, 5 seconds, it's gonna be another killer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, thought I was kidding. Just came home off tour, going all year. I killed him. He should've stayed out there. Yo, he was slipping. He thought his fucking label really cared. And for rhyming on the bottom beat, got shot in his ears. I hope that teaches mans not to steal what they hear. I left them feeling stupid while the crowd just cheered. I ain't care. I got a beer and said cheers. Bottom up. And my young Chang gang niggas down the bank. What? Kill all, kill all whack niggas. Kill all whack. Rap, y'all be right. Kill, 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 all whack, nigga. Kill, all whack, rap, y'all be right. Kill, 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 all whack, nigga. Kill, all whack, rap, y'all be right. Kill, 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 all whack, nigga. Kill, all whack, rap, y'all be right.
You earn me,
my name three times in the mirror.
copycat, copycat killer. Copy me, I kill ya. Carbon copy niggas wanna jack the way I rap, they wanna hack the way I'm at. I ain't been nicotine since the team, fuck the patch. I'm never gonna stop smoking niggas, no. I ain't joking, nigga, even with a hole in my throat. I'ma say what's dope, copycat killer. You know, the greatest story never told is me, nigga, I own S. So change your name to Aegon, nigga. I don't play, little nigga. I wait, it's AR, nigga. And put the A to your I. Now you just going, nigga. I'm the copycat killer. My victim list is getting long. Bottom up, bottom up. And I ain't talking Trey Song. My flow is water. These niggas is sponge. And I'm feeling like the clicker picker up or pick me up. Kill all, kill all rap niggas. Kill all black rap niggas.
BUIME.com.
Yeah, woo. It's your boy. Good looking mulatto.
Young Thugger.
Crave, I got these niggas. Yup.
It's me.
Yes. It's Spoke. It's Bo G U A R D. I guess my rep on. Follow me or step on. I'm deadly like a weapon. I paint pictures to perfection. I'm second to none. So that means the competition, it gets stepped on, man. Just admit it on the microphone. I shine bright like a light bulb on. When I write, I know brain and shit. My mind so gone. I am rap on drugs. So they crush it with my mind be on. Still, I give them no feedback. Just sit back and relax. I'm back on that dope flow. They thinking I relapse. Not at all, I ain't the type of bragging. But I'm that nigga in the cut, picking them off like a sniper, clap them. So while you yelling, you spit good. Bag of green, I put them on a strip like a pimp would. Listen, I need dough. And even though you can't die with it, that's the main reason why I'm so fly with it. Nigga, you get it? I gotta get fresh fetish. So your bitch, I can steal her like a last name Bettis. Either you rolling or get rolled over. The haters, I pay them no attention like a cold shoulder. Cause, real talk, I got bigger fish to fry. Stars in your presence, ain't no need to look up.
Yeah, we're live back to Game Radio. That was the new quick little freestyle spit from the homie Spoda. Before that, we had Copycat Killer by Shaheen and Hip Hop by Danny Southside. Lady Steel, Spider-Man, we in the building.
Yep.
I just want to know, Lady Steel, have you started getting the roast list together?
No, I wasn't aware that that was my duty.
Well, it's between both you and F, since, you know, you guys are head of roasting. You know, you guys are the MCs. Because I know you guys are going to have the most shit to say.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to be here pushing buttons. You feel me? Spider-Man, like, I'm just going to be here pressing buttons, taking all the abuse. Chill it. Wait, wait, that's all I'm doing.
Oh, I guess.
Like I said,
I'm going to be in Florida at that time, but I guess.
and they can't hang up either. So those who are roasting, like, they got to be there because I want them to hear what I got to say when I say it.
Ooh, buddy.
They can't just come on a roast and then hang up.
Once they be prepared and have a good memory, because that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah. Why you got to be, like, the negative voice of reason? Like, you know, this is, you know, I can go for some. You know, I could go for some positive reassurance, you know, not a yes girl, but, you know, I go for some positive reassurance, but, yeah, that's probably going to happen.
Like, hey, the reality of the situation, you want me to lie to you then?
She's so pessimistic tonight.
Like,
oh,
I'm,
man.
You're so mad at me or something?
Whatever. This is how I am, and you know this.
I know. So, so, Lady Still, what else is going on with the mommy music that you're doing?
Mommy Music Radio is pretty much just a live 24/7 stream of music, the latest in hip-hop, R&B, house, trance, dance, oldies, whatever. It's all genres, and it's 24/7 streaming live, Mommy Music Radio. No, it's a completely different server. It's explicit when it needs to be, no clean versions of anything. And it's just something like if you're somebody that's by the computer a lot and you just want to hear some music, just click on the link and it'll play out straight.
Okay, so you guys play the rough, rugged, and raw 24/7, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So there's like, are there any hosts on there or is it just continuous music?
It's continuous music for now. Right now, it's myself that's pretty much hosting it. Soon to come, it'll be broken down into segments, like a Midnight Love type thing with R&B, you know, late night, maybe a top 40 segment. You know, we're just testing
Midnight
out.
Midnight Love.
Yo.
You guys.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, though, like Midnight Love? For
it's
real?
A Midnight Love type of thing, overnight, R&B.
I heard the type of thing, but I'm just saying, that sounds like some type of Bacardi or something, Midnight Love. I need to...
Nah, man, you remember the
Midnight
Love
on
BET show that came on at midnight? They showed the R&B joints right before BET Uncut came on?
Exactly.
No, you talk about something like On the Box. That used to come on.
No, this is
like,
no, on these it used to come on.
Nah, man. Nah, I was too into the army thing to focus on TV back then.
Whatever. It was R&B and then there was Uncut.
Hmm.
Nah, man, but I can't front. I used to really rock with Uncut. I would stay up and watch, you know, the dirty versions of the videos that I see on Rap City. Hey, you know, I'll admit it. I did it.
Hey, I couldn't wait till
you know
they put a loop,
ladies,
loop throw back up there.
You ain't watched BET Uncut either.
What'd you say?
I said, you'd be a damn lie if you said you ain't watched BET Uncut either.
But I didn't do the things you did while you were watching it.
Whoa.
Hold on now.
I was sitting there watching TV. Maybe rolling some, have, you know, but.
That's what they call it now? Roll it? Okay.
Wow. Wow, here she goes. That's what's up.
So, anyway, like.
I want you to keep it like this come next week. And that's crazy. It's next week, 7 days away.
Well, guess what? Next week, I'm going to be in Florida, and I'll probably be with Spider-Man, so.
Oh, man, you just put it out there, huh?
Right? Like,
that, it's cool, wow, though. It's not even a problem. It's going to be a nice little special presentation. Lady Steel reporting out from Orlando, Florida, right next to special guest. I don't know what you call me anymore, but
Mr.
Spider-Man.
It's going to be Spider-Man and Lady Steel reporting live from the BMW.
Yeah, we could do that. But she's going to be kind of worried because I do 100 on the freeway real easy.
Oh, that's not
she already warned me.
Yo,
she already warned me. She don't want me doing that.
Yeah, Spider-Man, you know, you can't do that. Not while they're still in the car, man. She will stab your ass as soon as you come to a complete stop.
And to anyone listening out there, on behalf of Mr. Black right here, please don't drink and drive. Don't do as I do. Do as I say. That's all.
I say it at the end of every show. Don't drink and drive, people. Spider-Man is a bad influence. Hey, so do
just
not
because
do
you ain't
do
get caught yet, don't mean it won't happen.
And I'm hoping it doesn't. I'm hoping you stay undefeated.
that's another thing to discuss some other time. But you know, a matter of fact, you know, I want to interject real quick. I don't know what you got on your slate right now, but if you don't mind, can I take like a 2 minute?
Sure.
I just want to take 2 minutes to go ahead and shout out a few of my soldiers at Fort Hood. Some of them may be listening right now online. I got to have to say rest in peace to my boy Specialist Dixon and Specialist Richards and Davis. They went ahead and got into a real bad accident last week. Driver was drunk, doing a 120 over a set of train tracks and flew right into a pole wrapped around it. Two of my boys went ahead and got ejected. I got deployed with those dudes. You know, it's a sad thing for anyone to go ahead and die from something like that. But, you know, it's another thing when a soldier that was deployed and comes home after being blown up, shot at, and all that, to get killed in something stupid like that. So real talk, you know, we make jokes about it. I make jokes about it, and I may even be guilty. But if you got a stronger conscience than I do and stronger resolve, please, please do not get behind the wheel if you're drinking. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. It really isn't. Come home to your family and your peoples. They'll be much, much more appreciative if you are looking at them with your eyes open rather than up from a box. That's all I want to say.
Word it. They'd rather see you stumbling home drunk than seeing you laid up in the hospital or the morgue or something. So let's not drink and drive, people.
Real talk.
And that's just what it is. Like, that's the Supreme Game Radio. As we know, you know, I encourage Lady Taylor to get on when she got her vodka going.
Lady does not know how to drive, so. However, I'm drinking wine.
This is a good thing, so she can drink like a fish.
Yep.
See, that's going to cause another problem, you know, because okay. It's going to, you know what, we're going to put in a sidebar. There's going to be a little competition going on. Who's going to pass out before the other?
Yep. I'll tell you this much. I've seen, now me and Lacey still, we have gone shot drink for drink in different situations. House party, at a bar. We went at it, and she
I know his
stayed.
Family wanted me to marry him because I was able to fetch him. Was it your nephew or something? He kept calling me his new aunt.
Yeah, man. Shout out to LFD, man. Oh, man. Yeah. Spider-Man, he said, and I quote to Lady Steele, I want you to be my auntie. Just seeing how she puts away looking, because he's never seen anyone, let alone a female, stay on par with me, drink for drink, and you can still walk out the bar.
Hey, I'll be putting dudes that be looking like Busta Rhymes do under the table, man, and I'm a slim cat, you know. I just don't go nowhere.
Just let you know, Lady Steele is not, and you probably noticed, but she is not no easy task to just drink under the table.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out. One more week.
You're going to make him lace my shit now.
See, I'm going to go ahead. As soon as I pick up from the airport, there's going to be a bottle right there in the
passenger
seat.
That's not cool because I'm already going to be jacked up. Everybody knows I do not like to fly. So that's not
a
good thing.
Wait. You can fly drunk?
Duh.
Yeah, man.
Oh. Well, all right. For the record, Brooklyn Black has never flown, never been in the airport, so I don't know these things.
Wow, they have bars there. They have liquor on the plane. I mean, most people drink so they can get through the flight.
Okay. Brooklyn Black gotta fly, gotta travel.
And if you can,
I'm a fly from JFK to LaGuardia.
Well, since it's going to be such a short-ass flight, if you can, go ahead and get on that first class. Every single drink you get is free. I'm telling you. They upgraded me from first class when I was coming back from Afghanistan. It was amazing.
But now, you being a soldier, don't you get first class flights anyway, or don't you fly free regardless?
Well, we can fly free, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the first class thing happens, it depends if they mess up our ticket or if somebody leaves first class or somebody doesn't show up late. Like, if you're – when I was coming back to Brooklyn, I was the only soldier on that flight. So, no, there was, like, two other seats in first class that were empty. And the airport ticketing person was like, I'm sorry, there's a problem with your ticket. And I looked at her. I was like, yo, I'm really trying to get home. And she was like, no, the problem is we upgraded it to first class. And I was like, what? And she told me that actually – somebody gave up their seat because they saw me standing in uniform. You know, it's surprising how many people actually have respect for what we do, but not the administration.
Like, big-ass coupon, yo.
It can be sometimes.
Like,
you know, it comes with this perk.
Walk in the spot and just get whatever, and not pay full price or pay for it at all.
But Brooklyn, weren't you in the Army?
Who?
You.
No.
I thought you were trying to, or you were, something like that.
No, I was thinking of enlisting, but I went for a physical, and my knee was shot, and my back, and a whole bunch of other stuff, so physically I couldn't go. But, yeah. You know, the thought has crossed my mind, I'm not going to, I didn't think about doing it. But let's get into these tracks, because after that, we're going to say that the future at all this stuff tonight, BMZ, even though we want to try and get them pregame approved, they're a bit late. And you know we hate that here, pregame radio. Be here when we tell you to be here. But
yes,
let's get into this Star Girl Lady Red joint, Feeling Myself. And I'm sending this one out specifically to you, Lady Steel.
I do it every night.
I dedicate this song to you. Right here, it's 347-857-4302. We're zoning, we're coasting, we're chilling tonight on pregame radio, Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, and Spider-Man. It's all superheroes and shit in here. And we'll be back.
Take them shows, how they work, then
yeah.
Back.
Doll girl. Yeah. Yeah, no, feeling they self. Doll girls been feeling they self.
I'm feeling myself, you know I'm feeling myself. Yeah. You know I'm feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, you feeling yourself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, you feeling yourself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. You know I'm feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. You know I'm feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, you feeling yourself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, you feeling yourself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. I'm bad for your health. Got that A game swag, shorty shots.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, I fall through the mud. This is shot for my health. I'm a diva in the gangsta. Better show some respect. Yeah, I'm the flyest, call me your highness. Can't put a price on my pussy,
oh,
cause it's priceless. I like diamonds, but Ruby fit me better. If he don't have to set a move to the next nigga, cause you can't walk in my shoes, it'll never fit. Got the platinum waiting for haters next to the lipstick. If you front on this shit, Joey done quick. Run with a pack, but my niggas
now,
ain't talking
shit.
We trying to set a chick, but we all be scorching it. Come through your block, singing
yeah.
Nigga won't talk
it. On me.
All he gotta do is look at me, he hard as shit. Every chick
what
in my room,
woman?
Bad nigga, take your pick. Hey, you posted up, like they wanna
what?
Take a flick. I know you smell something, nigga, yeah, I'm the shit. I'm
yeah.
Hot, I'm smoking like a fucking roast clip. You try to front, got burners, make your body rip.
Yeah.
I'm feeling myself, you know I'm feeling myself.
Yeah,
I'm feeling myself, you know I'm feeling myself.
Yeah,
I'm feeling myself.
Yeah,
you feeling yourself.
Yeah,
I'm feeling myself.
Yeah,
you feeling yourself.
Yeah,
I'm feeling myself, you know I'm feeling myself.
Yeah,
I'm feeling myself, you know I'm feeling myself.
Yeah,
I'm feeling myself.
Yeah,
you feeling yourself.
Yeah,
I'm feeling myself.
Yeah,
you feeling yourself.
Yeah.
That's right, and you do. Acting like you getting money, you funny, I'm fly, flizzy, my nigga,
yo,
you come from me.
Away
I'm
from
getting
me.
Money, you ain't getting nothing from me.
Nah, nigga, I got
nothing
for you.
That's why all the niggas want me. I'm the shit like slide, but I can't
yeah.
Get them off me.
Girl,
that's
girl,
that's
girl,
why
me.
Your man won't floss me. I make him trick all his bread, and it don't cost me. Cause if I had a price, your man
yo,
can't
you
even call me.
Money,
and if you're winning, no one chick don't drink for you. If you came tight, you can lick the ice cream off me. I'm feeling myself, your niggas
you
can get them
for me.
Bitches
is dumb
phony,
man.
Fuck all girls is my only fan,
I
my homie.
But where in Brooklyn?
Guys.
Oh, God, I know him. Okay, go on.
I doubt you do.
So, but, I came to blow, almost came to blows with him, but go on.
Like I said, I doubt it. Probably a different one. But I was asking, should we play a Dax track for his birthday? It is, you know, should we play a Dax track?
Oh, today's his birthday?
What do we think? Should we play a Dax track?
I mean, why not?
Why not? Let's get into a Dax track. And, you know, in fact, I'm going to the one that I dig it. And that's Everything by Dax from Prime Time. Happy birthday, homie. We'll be right back.
Yeah, everything I want, I pray for, I work hard for in this life. This life, shit. Like I want it. I want it all, and not all just fit one thing. Flows really is a miracle. Whoa. Competition not there, and I find that shit hysterical. Hey. You feeling threatened, now you wanna get physical. I could break you down into parts like a syllable. Yeah. Enunciate your words when you speak to me. Come back in 14 days, you're too weak for me. So okay. Food eating ass niggas wanna beef with me. Everything I want, I got, keep the heat with me. I was born to win and never been defeated, my G. No, look, I'm not pussy, so you can't eat me. No. My name not Dixie, you can't beat me. No. And you are not God, why the fuck you judge me? He don't like you, bro, you're too ugly. Yeah. Heavenly Father, forgive me for my sins. Had to put in work like a slave, mix a Mexican. Put my heart in the song, hope you're really listening. Woo! Hey, frontin' like your money long, like Fred Wilson. You stay home and get your last name Wilson. Catch me in Paris on the bed with a Hilton. Pulling on her hair like Rumpelstiltskin. Damn, what I gotta do to sell a million? What? Copies of my CD, promotion through the TV. Industry need me, radio should play me. Future looking bright, but my past quite scary. Watching my mother struggle made me hustle till I'm weary. Mo cheddar forever, big up my bigger brother. Yeah. Payback is a bitch, but revenge is a mother. Okay. I don't fear death, just afraid of getting murdered. If a nigga can't fight you, he'll run and get his burner. Dax not a victim, more statistics. Niggas die every day. I'ma handle my bitch. What up? I want it all, I gotta get it all. No, I'm gonna get it all, but I bow. What?
never, never twice. Everything I do nice. God damn, you left so right. That's me. This life, only one life I live it. You gon' feel it, nigga.
Ho, ho, right. TJO on maximum. Hood, Rick, Ryan, Reason on maximum. We getting bottles, spending money. Ho,
you see
ho.
That bling blow? Bitches on my dick now. Haters hating like he think he the shit now. They saying Johnny got a little cocky attitude. Now my swag been flying on his highest altitude. Not looking at y'all, I'm looking past y'all. I'm so fly, man, I go through for NASA. I live that fast life, good to go for NASA. I'm the pilot, nigga, you just a passenger. It doesn't matter, bro, I hate all you want. I'm on my bullshit, order what you want, bro. Day for the bitches, handy for my niggas. Great ones do great things, ladies. Fuck with us.
Hold up, let me get a little pieces. Music is my drug, strap me up, cause I need a fix. Also deal it, hit me up, if you need a hit. The lies all around me, baby, cause I be the shit. You ain't know, I does this, remember that. Put me on the track, it's going down, I'ma timber that. I'm good for your ears, something like a winner hat. Mary, no one's fucking with me, but we don't get into that. Rich, be the jeans, y'all cue the clip. So if it ain't about the green, you ain't saying shit. Nah, I got my buzz up soon, I'll be getting on. Jazz in the pond, but this ain't the Harlem Renaissance.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frontin', do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fucking boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about. Hot damn, but I've been baking. For punchlines to them slick statements. I know them lame haters. Nancy on the track, she'll sit relevant. About to black out in this bitch like Carl Nettison. Never are you better than me, no I'm ahead of them. Pockets looking crazy like he just reached a settlement. That nigga's delicate, big, you ain't never lie. Living life in high definition like it's televised. I'm on fire like a heat wave. Summertime, Times Square, waiting for the D-train. Wrist freeze, man, do as I please, man. Yankee fitted rugby on true religion, jeans.
Okay, Super Ninja Turtle flow, now I get so many moves. And eyes on me every time I'm stepping through. I can't lie, run through paper like shredders do. Oh, my commercial girl, I'm just better, boo. Who I gotta impress? Wait, spell it, I'm pressed. Four times, so I'm clocking out with interest. Go apply for a real job, sir. Cause all your rhymes suck like a teenage white girl. And that's just ridiculous. Better yet, frivolous. Catch me at these offices, handling my business. Get a whip of this who I like. Friday, got more jump off than suicide.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frontin'. Do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fucking boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about.
Yeah, pregame radio, we're back. Lady Steel, Spider-Man, doing the damn thing. Big, like I said, big birthday shout out to Lee, TGO, Dax. Big shout out to everybody in the group who liked it as soon as I told them I was blasting it. But, what else is playing? What else we, oh yeah, that's right, we should be getting on these dudes. BMZ, man. Yeah, you need to ask me, lady, and one of you guys, you live in my hood. You knew all week, come through. You sent me the tracks early. But yeah, you're not it. Like, this is supposed to be our interview time. This is where we get the Q&A going. See if you like your tracks. You know, we have ladies still ask you the questions that no one else will ask you and shit. You know, this is normally that time.
Oh, well, it is what it
is. Huh?
I said it is what it is, then.
Yeah, it is, you know, it is what it is. You know, they may want to come back.
Bad business.
And when they come back later on, you're going to let them have it. So, BMG, just know, come back, get your ass beat on pregame radio. But, what's the night look like tonight down in Orlando, Spider-Man? Like, what's the club looking like? What club is it at tonight?
Honest to goodness, Lord, I'm going ahead and keeping my ass inside. It's raining. I'm already a bit tizzy. About to go ahead and roll something up. You know, I'm just taking it easy for once, you know.
What?
Yeah, I might go down there a little bit later, you know, around 1, 2 o'clock.
I'm going to
see what's going on.
You might better get that rest in now because when they still get down there, you ain't getting no sleep.
I already know this. I know this. She already told me we ain't sitting in the brib going ahead and looking at the walls dry and all that. So I got a few things planned.
So get that rest in now. Kick your feet up now and chill out, relax. Because like I said, when she gets down there, you're gonna be. How long are you going down there, lady? Still, you'll be like a week. Yeah, see, you ain't gonna be sleeping until once you pick her from the airport until you drop her off.
Yeah, I know, but I'm an insomniac anyway, so it's dependent on her to keep up with me, I guess.
whoa! Did he say again? What? Did she pass out the first time?
Oh no! Hold on now. there's no first time. There's no first time. I'm just saying. I don't want to put all false advertising out there. You know how people feel about that. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Spider-Man. He's been going in all day on Facebook. You know, there's people, you know, trying to throw shots and throw salt on the things he does, you know, for the country, but he always holds his own, so always a big shout to Bobby Spider-Man, who always is ready to go bomb stuff one-on-one against a whole crew or whatever, or just one person, so.
I kind of want to address that. You know, I kind of want to address that real quick. All
right.
If there's anybody out there that does what they do and they have absolutely no problem with it, you're getting money, you're providing for your family, and you're doing for yourself, be proud of it. Go ahead and keep doing you. If there's some little upstart-ass high school dropout, GED, not having have-not-ass dudes that are going to go ahead and try to come at you, don't even worry about it. Brush your shoulder off, like Jay said, and just keep it moving. Because all you can chop it up to is what? Envy. That green-eyed monster's an ugly motherfucker. That's just what I'm saying.
I just say it like this, and one thing I never ever get, and I always say, like, how can someone on the other side of a computer screen affect your mood, affect your life for the day?
And this, real talk, man. Yo, I'm going to tell you this right now. The big thing for me is this. Like, I understand I'll be reckless with my words, okay? And that's just for shock value. That's just to make jokes because I thought that's what it was about. Then we have a whole group of cats going ahead and getting upset because I speak my mind, not because I did anything to them, not because I took money out of their pockets or food out of their kids' mouth, but because I said some words and put them up on a screen. Come on, dog. Like, for real? Is that serious in the hood that you got to go ahead and try to get mad at somebody on the internet? That don't make sense to me, and I'm not with it, you know what I mean? But I will be making an appearance in Brooklyn, and when I do, I'm going to make sure I'm there to go ahead and present myself on your show. special edition, Brooklyn Blacks pregame radio, reporting from Brooklyn.
BMW,
Yeah, son. Yeah. A matter of fact, when I come out there, I'm not driving up there. I'm not doing that 24-hour trip, man. But I'm going to go ahead and go down into Midtown and rent a BMW so I can drive a BMW around. So I'm going to make sure I do that, too. But, you know, when I come up there, you know, that might be a little expose columnistic report I can give you. Reactions of people. Reactions of people who talk shit on the internet when you actually confront them. I might even bring a camera along, you know, a camera crew, see what's up with it.
You know, and I said something the other day.
That's all.
Today, you heard somebody talking shit, and 3 o'clock to be on. That is scrapping, and then it's the end of it.
I mean, I don't know if you know where, what you call it is, McEvers High School, but there used to be scraps on Crown and No String all the time. And I was a part of those scraps. My dude, my homeboy, shout out to Larry. My homeboy Larry was out there all the time. You know, we was always getting down and things like that. But it don't work that way no more. Dudes is just walking up behind people, stabbing them in the back, shooting them in the back of the head. And, you know, I'm not all for that. But I'm also not all for somebody trying to present themselves more than they are, especially on the internet, over the phone, you know, things like that. That's lower than high school. That's grade school. That's me wearing my little suit and tie in front of my third grade teacher type shit. You know?
Wow.
I'm just not with it.
All right. Lady Still is actually a little too quiet for my liking.
There's a reason, but yeah.
Come on, we get up front. Like, normally she's cussing or she's saying something by now, and right now she is quiet. Lady Still, you still with us?
I'm definitely here.
Yep, she definitely is.
Definitely there. Like, that's all I needed to know. All I needed to know, make sure she was definitely there. So you pretty much you have an idea who we got, who's pregame crew. Is there anything you want to hear in particular right now? Any artists you want to hear in particular? No.
Miss Steele?
Hello?
I think she's thinking.
Oh,
I was going to assume that.
You're talking about Spider-Man, okay.
No.
Throw on H-Square.
All right, we have to throw some H-Square. Oh, wait, we got a caller in the building. Last 4 digits is 2292. You alive on pregame radio. Who's this and where you calling from?
It's James from Jersey / Brooklyn. You already know.
Oh, shit.
You already know.
What's up?
Right.
What happened?
I said this is like high temperature right now. Everybody's fucked up.
Yeah, that's the way it needs to be, though.
I tuned in or whatever. I mean, I ain't catch the beginning of it, but you know, I know who your special guest is tonight. You know what I mean, I want to say what up to my dude.
What's poppin', Lil?
What it is? Yeah. But about that internet drama, man, I don't think anybody should take it that serious, man. It's never that serious, man. It's, at the end of the day, it's only the internet, man. And I definitely feel you, nigga. I definitely feel you with people be talking extra tough, like a lot tougher than what they are, but that's all it is, man. Everybody can seem tough depending on what you type. You know what I mean? So, end of the day, man, camera crews and all of that, that's a little extreme, Sha. Man, come on,
hey, listen,
bro.
Listen. You might as well call me Joey Greco, all right? I'm about to expose you. You know what I mean? I mean, these dudes are cheating on themselves, so I'm gonna expose them on cheaters. You feel me? I'm not all about that bull crap where, oh, I'm gonna fight you when I see you. Nah, I'm gonna see you and I'm probably gonna offer you a drink. And when you sit down and you take that drink from my hand and you start talking to me like a human being, you just proved my point. You bitch nigga. Simple as that.
You know what? I was put in a position like that, man, where
and then what they do? They spit in your face.
Nothing at all.
Now they spit in your face and try to use it against them.
You know what I mean? So I feel you there, man. But That's exactly why, you know, I come out and interact with people, you know what I mean, when I get the chance to, because I like to see that too myself, man. A lot of talking become nothing when people's in person, but that's life, man. A lot of people talk it but don't really walk it, you know what I mean? So I don't think it's too much you should worry about.
No, it's not even that, Lord. It's not about worrying about it. It's simply that I was really taken aback, like, last month. You know what I'm saying? When everybody started coming at my neck because of, yeah, taking them back. I got, you know, like, I was surprised, nigga, like, there. But, you know, these dudes coming at my neck over shit that was said online, and they coming hard like that, like, for real, for what? You know, and it made me think about it for a second, like, what exactly did I say that would piss somebody off? You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to that dude, Mr. Brown. You know, he's one of the few people aside from you that are able to take shit in light. You know, go ahead and roll with shit.
That's because me and Mr. Brown were from the same circle. We was brought up the same way, so we already know that internet is not where it's at. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. But the thing was, you know, I'm thinking these are people from Larry's circle, you know, because I don't know all of y'all that well, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just going off of what I know of Larry. And I'm like, all right, these people are cool. I come back up to Brooklyn. We get to chill, this, that, and third. And then dudes just start trying to drag my name through the dirt. Dog, you don't know me. I don't care what prep school or college I went to. If you all from the same hood I'm from, then it don't matter how much of a nerd or whatever you were brought up as, you went through the school of hard knocks just like I did. So you don't know what a person is capable of. You don't, that useless threat shit, that don't mean nothing to me. You know what I mean? I'm playing around online. I'm having fun. You know,
amen to that, brother. I feel you there, man. I can honestly say that I don't know. I can't count on one hand the amount of times that shit has ever affected my personal life. You know what I mean? So I definitely feel you there. Like, when I get online, that's all it is, playing.
You crossed into the personal realm when someone took my money. So, no, I'm not playing around.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, you got different issues. So I definitely feel you there. I definitely understand that.
Oh, man.
Damn, I might have to go to the club now. I just ran out of my bottle of pull. Damn.
Wow. Shout out to the niggas drinking for me. So, yo, once again, we do not condone Spider-Man drinking and driving. Don't listen to this nigga. Don't drive if you don't went through a bottle of pull.
I mean, I might call a cab to go to the club.
Yeah,
let me say that.
Yeah, that's not a good look, man. Not at all.
Like I said, I'll call you.
You got a request something you want to hear, James?
What happened?
I said, you got a request something you
want to
hear?
You can ride out with more Dax, man. That's my name.
What's Dax? All right, so here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to get into 1A square track for Lady Steel. I'm going to get into a Dax track for James. And we're going to come back and we're going to keep just talking while and now. It's free game video. 347-857-4302. We'll be right back.
Yeah, sweeping man in too.
Oh yeah, he's ready.
Preferred H squared. In the mate, first
name.
Hope you got enough. Punch low. Jones, Cash Money, Ellie.
I need time to make it better again. I need time to stack up my end. I need time, no time for them haters and the folk. Wash on my seat. I need time. Time to spend with our kids. I need time. The band, the whole sway gang, yeah. I need time for this right here. Sway gang in the building. One more time. Let's make fucking sip. Mr. Real a dealer, Mr. Deadline. Mr. Abby on the road, red line. Sweeney on the stage, headliner. Yeah. Group is getting finer and finer. Watch getting shiny and shiny. Wipe me in the bed. Quality time with us. Never know if I'ma see her again. Cause any given second your time could end. I'm like a family man on a deadline. Make sure the kids fed before bedtime. All my family straight before I flatline. Hope this deal goes smooth.
no feds left. And Lord, please bless these tracks in each square. Don't stop when it's way for attack.
I need time, time to make it better again. I need time, time to stack up my ends. I need time, no time for them haters and the so-called friends to your place. I need time, time to wash all my sins.
I need time,
time to spend with our kids.
I need time,
the fam, the whole sway gang.
Time to get this money, but this money comes with tragedy. Every time I open my eyes, I see a casualty. Lay a nigga down for this wave gang family. Punch low cloud nine, I'm floating on gravity. Time is running out, and these niggas trying to clap it. Load up the 4/5, I gotta call the faculty. Yo, I'm about to go to war, y'all niggas no natural. Wave up G, I lay you down like a mattress. Time is running out, and these sirens starting to get to me. Heart beating fast, fuck that, pass the Hennessy. I'm about to show you why this wave shit is enemy. Pop in the booth, man, all I said is energy. Bouncing off the walls, patterns getting into me. Ride around BK looking for my frenemy. First they be your friends, later on become your enemy. Fuck niggas die slow, this time shit is enemy.
I need time, time to make it better again. I need time, time to stack up my ends. I need time, no time for them haters and them so-called friends. See ya later. I need time, time to wash all my sins.
I need time,
time to spend with our kids.
I need time,
the fam, the whole sway gang.
Time isn't promised, but I guarantee that I'll use mine to get where I gotta be. If I'm not out spreading the swave like jelly, I'm in the stew with the swaves of heat in my celly. Day to night, the sun coming up already. Go home, shower up my unborn belly. Then it's back to the den again, back to the grind. Full speed ahead like I'm running out of time. Is money, but you know I never waste mine. But you could lose yours if you try to take mine. They say good things come to those who wait. So imagine what'll come if you pick up the pace. In case you didn't know, sway gang till I see ya. Brooklyn born, so I'm born to do it. B.I. Maintain my sway, none of the drama shit. I'm here to make history like my mama did.
I need time, time to make it better again. I need time, time to stack up my ends.
I need time,
no time for them haters and them so-called friends. See ya later.
I need time,
time to wash all my sins.
I need time.
Time to spend with our kids.
I need time.
The fam, the whole sway gang, yeah. I need time for this. Right.
I need time.
Time to make it better again.
I need time.
Time to stack up my ends.
I need time.
No time for them haters and them so-called friends. See ya later.
I need time.
Time to wash all my sins.
I need time.
Time to spend with our kids.
I need time.
The fam, the whole sway gang, yeah. I need time. Cause this, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back live pregame radio. That was Dax was Prime Time. Love Dot following A Square featuring Punch Loke Tom. Lady Steel, Spider Man, the homie James is in the building, repping Brooklyn. As always. So, all right, who got their call window open?
I know, it's
somebody
sitting
in the car right now? Huh?
Obviously, it's not me.
Yeah, because you don't drive, Lady Steel. We got this, we got this. We got you. But I can't feel like I'm kind of disappointed. You know, like, business is just messed up. I think I'm going to start booking two artists per show now, just in case one falls through, we have the other one on standby. Yo, James, you rap?
What happened?
I said you rap?
A little something, man. You know, when I was in high school, I used to take it a lot more serious, but I still write every now and then. It's funny you ask that, because I just told Dax, just for the fuck of it, I want to make a track with him. You had him roll your eyes, Lady Steel.
What?
I said you can roll your eyes now, so that's how I want to do a track with him.
Not rolling them.
That's a damn shame.
I was about to say you'd have better luck making a track with me, but okay.
Wait, Lady Steel. You know it's a damn shame when niggas know your facial expressions over the radio.
What the hell up?
That's how she give it up.
Look, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know, it's when niggas know your facial expressions on the radio, like he knew you were gonna roll your eyes, and you probably did, involuntarily.
The point is because it's not because I personally don't like him. It's because I just don't. I don't like the music.
Okay, so I think that means he's halfway there, man, because before you get any type of success, you got to go through criticism. So, you know, I think that's a good look on his part.
But that's my
you should reach out to the man and let him know so you can fix those areas about his game.
This is my thing, James. Like, the specific tracks that have been played, the same three tracks that we've heard, we had them months ago. So, and he did get criticism on them, and he didn't like it, and then he resubmitted them, and I'm just not, I don't like how they were now, like, approved, even though they weren't before, you understand? So I don't like that. If he came with something new, then maybe. And I gave him props on his freestyle, because I thought that that was a lot better than the actual recorded tracks that he had. But to me, if you submit something, you know, at one point in time and it's not good, and then you resubmit the same thing and all of a sudden it's good, I can't.
I hear you, but just wait out, man, because that kid cracks featuring Dax was prime time, man. Y'all you know what I mean? Y'all going to drop y'all jaws for that one.
I don't know.
I'm going to step out of the room, man. I'm going to get it done.
Everybody knows what
further,
to do.
I'm asking everybody listening, everybody tuned in via website, check out www.internationaldancehallqueen.com. They're voting for the next Miss Online Whining Queen, and representing the New York Tri-State area is DHQ Gwen. So hit that site up. That's internationaldancehallqueen.com. Submit your votes. Check out the video. When it gets like the trip to Jamaica or something like that.
Why you ain't telling me about it? Sir.
I just got sent the information.
Please. It's all right.
I got it, and it's on your wall right now.
I'll let somebody else on that.
Like I said, it's on your wall right now.
I don't want it. I said I'm going to let somebody else live.
Wow.
I'll have
okay. Please.
Yeah. Wait. What? I can't even. Close. That gets the big allegedly, yo.
What the hell did you just say?
That gets the big allegedly because I've never seen you dance, so I don't know if you can actually move.
You don't know.
Hey, I'll go ahead and make a report on that too. I got
what
you.
What the hell up?
I'm more
No.
All you need to know is anything I want to do, I will get it done.
Wow.
No. Like I said, you know, I've seen you sing. I've heard you. But I haven't seen you move. Now, I'm curious, like, do you dance when you drink? Or is it just that you sing?
I don't do anything. Actually, there are like a couple. There's a whole bunch of drunken videos online, but that's not to be really taken seriously. Like I said, if I want to do something, I'll get it done.
Alright, who's
hey,
the name
call? MW. Of course, it's Spider Man.
Yeah.
This nigga. Like I said, once again, ladies and gentlemen, please don't drop. Also, keep in mind, like we've been talking all night, next week, next Friday and Saturday, I am submitting myself, throwing myself out there. It is the Roast of Brooklyn Black for my birthday. So, if James, you want to be on the check and just confirm with Lady Steel. And like I've been saying, all those roasting, I will get y'all back.
And shout out to Brooklyn, the best borough in New York City.
You got to let that be known.
Yes.
It
I'm
is
sorry,
known.
Brooklyn is the best.
Doesn't know it, just like they have no brain. Or they're in denial, one of the two.
Now, we give the Bronx props for starting this hip-hop thing, but that's where it stops. Brooklyn's better every other way. We did everything else bigger. We do it better. It's Brooklyn, like, there's no comparing with Brooklyn. Like, you can go anywhere on the planet and
hold
find
on, is that argument coming on here? Are we allowed to do that?
I mean, everybody is.
There's no one to argue with us. We're all from Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. All right, cool.
There's no argument.
You just standing for an argument, huh?
Yes.
There's no argument. We're just, you know, we stand tall. Like, come on. Northern Borough is really seeing Brooklyn. Like, we go out places, we show love, but at the end of the day, y'all just got to know it's about Brooklyn, man. And
I mean, my bad.
Like I said, Labor Day parade in Brooklyn. Exhibit A.
Yeah. Man, listen. If you met all of my brothers right now, you know, we spread out across the state lines and all that, but all of us got these dragons tatted on our arms, right? And somewhere on that tattoo, you're going to either see a Brooklyn Bridge, the Brooklyn in cursive. You're going to see the skyline from, what is that, Brooklyn Heights over there. You know, we just got love for our hometown because, I mean, who can really do it better than us, you know?
Exactly. They can't see us. Like, even the homie Jay's out there in Jersey, but he's still up in Brooklyn.
It's in my blood. You know, I can't help that. Anybody out here speak to me one time, man, you know how many times I get asked that question? Oh, you from Brooklyn, huh? All the time, man. You already know.
Yeah, they do. They smell it because I lived in Jersey City for, like, a year. I was from, like, Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, they do that everywhere, though, because every time I go out to a club spot in a different state, you know, I'm rocking my fitted, I got my flag out on the right, this, that, third, blah, blah, blah. And they looking at me, and they're like, yo, dog, you from up north, huh? I'm looking at them, I'm like, what do you mean? You just got a turn swag, son. I'm like, yeah, I'm from Brooklyn. Oh, I know you were from Brooklyn, son. My cousin is from, I don't care about your cousin, dog.
The only problem with me is when people are like, oh, what part of Brooklyn are you from? And I'm like, Flatbush. And they're like, all right, you're bullshitting, because that's like the generic answer everybody gets. So I have to like really go in even further than the normal person to prove I'm from Brooklyn, because they feel like Brooklynites don't speak like me or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, because saying that you from Flatbush is like saying you from Kingston in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Word.
But if you say you from Bed Stuy, the first thing they're going to ask you, yo, did you see Biggie? You see Jay-Z?
Oh, yeah, yo, you know, crazy, yo. They ain't asking yo, I swear to God, in Pennsylvania, I ain't even have to tell a nigga I was from Bed-Stuy. I told a nigga I was from Brooklyn. He started asking me mad names. Like, he thought Brooklyn was smaller size.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually what they do, you know what I'm saying?
It's a small world, though.
For me, I even caught somebody like that before. I was like, yo, all right. I was born in Flatbush, you know, Kings County Hospital, October, blah, blah, blah. I was raised in Bed-Stuy, you know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, so you bloody? I was like, first of all, I ain't saying nothing about my affiliation. Where's this coming from? Well, I know a few cats up there that be bloody. I'm like, yo, Brooklyn can be its own state if it need to be. You know what I'm saying? He was like, well, I'm from Bed-Stuy, too. I was like, where at? He was like, over there near Ralph. I was like, where? Ralph and what? He was like, Ralph and Eastern Parkway. And I looked at him. I was like, nigga, you might as well be in Brownsville.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Who his homie is, he don't want to believe me, but I know who he is.
Like I said, I highly doubt it, but
you could doubt it, whatever.
At the end of the day, Brooklyn is the best borough, the best city, whatever. Like, you know, especially if, and of course, usually speaking, when this hip hop thing came out, once it hit Brooklyn,
we went up there, we did what we had to do, and then we came back and, you know, made it pop. Nobody had to even bring it to us.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no good.
Brooklyn keep on taking it. Y'all got to always remember that line, man. That's the truest line I ever spoke.
But when we take it, we make it better, feel me?
You already know.
I mean,
so
ain't
exactly
nothing, and we're one of the few boroughs that actually gives props. That's another thing.
That's like the realest shit I heard all day, is if you go anywhere else and you say you're from New York, anywhere other than Brooklyn is not really respected.
That's what I said, exactly. You get like a B.
That's the realest shit I heard all day.
You get a B, C-list response, you say Brooklyn, you instant A-list celebrity.
Yeah, man.
The only borough that I've heard not really respecting Brooklyn like that was Queens.
Because they're like Brooklyn 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a little love-hate thing in Queens, man. It's like they so
close
to us and they try so hard to be us that they just hate us that they can't. You know what I mean? They just hate the fact that they're not Brooklyn.
That's what I said.
Basically, Queens. Queens is that bootleg that Muslim be selling you out in Fulton Mall. That's what they are.
Yeah, man.
You know
it's like Queens.
You can take the wackest person from each borough and you'll still know who's from Brooklyn.
Queens is a little brother to Brooklyn. Queens is a little brother to Brooklyn the same way the Bronx is the little brother to Manhattan. It just happens like that. That's just the way everything was formatted, man.
I mean, sometimes I hate looking at the train map and realizing, damn, Queens is connected to us? Fuck.
Yeah, I swear to God, I think that all the time.
Right there.
That's why you got it. A little love.
It was just supposed to be named Kings. Like, it was supposed to be Kings and Queens. Like, I really feel that, man.
Wherever we go, no matter wherever we go across the world, across the country, we still take that Brooklyn with us. Like, you can't really do that from anywhere else.
Not at all.
And you know what? The funniest thing to me is I'm not a hood dude. I'm not a thug dude, right? But everywhere I go,
really?
These dudes are like, yo, dog, you from Brooklyn? You from New York? I'm like, yeah. How you know? It's just how you walk, how you talk. I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks. Let me get my drink, please. You know what I'm saying?
Word up. Most definitely all the time. And, ladies and gentlemen, it is pretty much we have our half, a little bit less than 15 minutes left in programming while we're talking about Brooklyn. We'll be here tomorrow night, 11 to 1, of course, as always. Hopefully, Ebony, she, you know, still be back. She was a little under the weather today, so stay for the night off. So feel better, Eb. Once again, next week, Friday and Saturday is the roll, so anyone interested to hit up Lady Steel, hit up Ebony. I don't want to know who's roasting until they have roast, because I'm the one I got to push the button to let them in. So, all the artists y'all want to get on, send me an email, pregameradio@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter. Oh, Spider-Man, you got to get on Twitter, son.
You know what? I got one. I got one as soon as I went to Afghanistan, but I ain't used it since, Lord. But you know what? I'll update my shit and give it to you, and we'll go ahead and do the damn thing. Fuck it. I don't care. If I'm going to be in this, I might as well be in it for real, huh?
Yeah, of course, because still and all, we got the Lady Still and Spider-Man show going live from the BMW coming soon. So we got to... You know, we definitely got to do that because there's going to be a lot of broadcasting and promo over Twitter. And Lady Still has like 50,000 followers, so the fan base is there. You know.
I'm not that active.
But big shout out to the homie James for checking in with us. Good looking out, man. You want to give any shout outs before we get out of here?
Just to my wife, man. You already know.
Yeah, shout out to the new.
Yes, big shout out to the homie Jay's wife. Don't cut me, don't cuss me out. I gave you a shout out. I'm saying hi. What's up? But check us out tomorrow night, man. We in the building. What am I missing? Oh yes, please. I've been saying it. Don't drink and drive, fellas. Come on. You know, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. Let's keep it safe. Let's keep it tight. We're gonna see y'all in the next go around. And we're gonna get out of here.
No, we're not. How much time we got left?
What? We got like 10 minutes left. I was going to play it. 10
minutes. I'm going to get my shit out there. You're crazy. Anyway, check out the blog, steel.com. Follow me on Twitter, @LadySteel. Facebook's about to max out, so facebook.com/LadySteel0730. And
no more Facebook for that nigga.
What?
Nothing.
I'm going to listen to the playback, and if I catch it.
I ain't say nothing. Alright,
but
Spider-Man, you
want
to get your shout outs out before we get out of here?
Once again, I'm going to give a shout out to Mrs. Gomez, my grandmother. She's listening and supporting us now. She, again, appreciates what you're doing. Shout out to my boys in the 108 out there in Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, Flatbush, Red Hook, Fort Greene, doing your thing. And I'll see y'all boys soon. Don't forget me.
And just for the homie James. We gotta start it off with this.
Yeah. Yo, I'm making sure turns go when the weather flows. Yeah, for the way 11 been put ice on the go. Chili with enough hell money to free a big willy. Hot stakes I got. Yo, I'm making sure turns go when the weather flows. Yeah, put away the leathers and put ice on the go. Chili with enough bell money to free a big willy. Hot stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, IS is fully loaded, yes. Bouncing in the Lex Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running, y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up. The hustle.
But do you think you are?
Damn.
Maybe one day you'll be
a star. That scene out of state where I drop my slang. I'm deep in the south kicking up top game. Bouncing on the highway switching four lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. Your worst fear confirmed. Me and my fam roll tight like the firm. Getting down for life, track. You better learn why I play with fire, you burn. We get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worms, produce G's like sperm. To legs spread like germs. I got expensive poles with expensive clothes. And I sip fine wines and spit vents and slows. Which y'all don't know. Yeah. Cause you can't knock the hustle.
Thank you.
Never thought that I'd be feeling this way. The silly really gets to come before the chick that I came. I really came, just a trick that I play. You feel the same, bro. So on this day, I'm chicks in a rainbow. Hating at my heart, banking and singing the same notes. That blind John Davis, thinking of elevating to my mind. So I'm fading like the dog David. Through a slip into a pit with a chick. Pulling me guard, baby. Fitting my back with a nail. And I know that won't actually help. It's just a moment. I need longevity. Forget about your past, but I should be in your future. And I don't know about the next man, but I damn sure ain't what you used to. They're losers, must be used to the lame than the game that they play in the name that they say to impress you. While they stress you, I stretch a little kick, trying to show you about the better life, feet in the sand. Take you with a resident night, tease to the lane, watch you push to the level high, high. To them geeks, I say goodbye, bye. We on, building bridges that make sense. My heart lit it with your points. I don't have an issue with being with you. Halfway is nothing, I go more than 50%. In the neck breaks, but you like that. Call me AB, kitty liquor, city sick with the shit, titty pain pain. When I do the same thing, you would think I'm better than this shit. Tell him AB, hey, I just want you to know that you got my heart, girl, and I can't control that. Don't tear us apart, world, but doubt never hold back. This feeling I feel so, we in the fast lane. You can meet me halfway.
I know this is the H-Squared song you wanted to hear.
Yeah. the new world, baby.
Initiating shutdown sequence.